Hello, this is Rich Potter, and welcome to the What's So Funny podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the What's So Funny podcast. This is our second episode, and we're still trying to figure out the direction of the podcast, working out the kinks, and there's no way to work out the kinks rather than just repetition. So here we are. And today is July 4th, 2018. It is Independence Day. We are celebrating the birthday of our nation, and our nation is 242 years. Our country is now 242 years, or in European terms, that's kind of a baby's belch. We are a very young nation still. We are just reaching our adolescence, and we, like an adolescent nation, think we have all the answers, and we don't want to listen to anyone else. So, welcome to our independence. When I think about Independence Day, I think about what we are celebrating our independence from. And the main three things appear to be independence from England, which was our colonizing force, or rather, many of us came from England, and France, and Spain, and even some Dutch as well. But overall, by the late 1700s, we were, predominantly a British colony. Independence Day is also a celebration of the birth of our nation, the day upon which our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, thus declaring our independence from England, thus spawning a new country. And also, Independence Day is celebrating our freedom. Now, comedy is often about a shift in perspective, so shall we? Let's. First off, I think of the independence from England part when I have had a number of good-natured arguments with my English friend Brian. Usually it gets to the point of the evening where I just say, "You shut up, you British bastard. We kicked your asses in two wars, so you should just back down." And he smiles and looks at me and says, "You didn't kick our asses. We kicked our own asses." Seeing as we were still British subjects at the time, I guess he's correct, or at least in the first of the two wars. War of 1812 is a little different, but that's from our perspective. So then there's my European friends also. There's a very different perspective on the pilgrim story, the fairy tale we tell our children is, you know, our poor pilgrim forefathers were being persecuted and they were running for their lives so that they could come here to the U.S. or to the Americas and practice their religion as they see fit. The European perspective is these religious fundamentalists were just pulling away from the church and getting really deep into their fundamentalism, which is fine and well as long as you keep your fundamentalism to yourselves. But then they started trying to take their influence and enact laws based on their own beliefs and telling people how they were supposed to behave. And the other Europeans didn't really like that. And they said, sin of sin, they said no. So the pilgrims, they, you know, got on their little boat and they came over here and they started telling everyone they were being persecuted. It wasn't so much persecution as people just didn't want to put up with them. So, anyway, the American Revolution started in 1776, 1775, if you, the shot heard around the world, if you want to get too fine pointy about it. And we fought for our freedom with the use of guns, which were so valued at the time. They were written into our Constitution. Should we ever be faced up with a tyrannical government again, we can take up arms and fight against the tyranny. Although, I don't know how much good, an AK-47 would do against a drone or a a fleet of drones that comes to your house. It kind of reminds me of Star Wars Episode One. And if you have never seen any of the Star Wars movies, it's really important. You should see them in numerical order. You should start with Episode One so you know the background. And I'm just kidding. You should only see them in numerical order if you hate yourself and want to feel an assault to your soul and intellect. Start with Episode Four, and we'll just forget that I said any of that. So Star Wars Episode One, and forgive me for doing a movie reference to one of the least popular Star Wars movies in history, but there is the pertinent point where the rebels are all lined up outside the Imperial troop transport. They're waiting for the soldiers to come out in their ragtag uniforms with their laser bang guns, and finally, the moment happens where the hatch opens, and instead of actual human or humanoid troops coming out, it's a bunch of robots, or rather, drones. So the rebels fire on the drones, and, you know, the drones, you know, they shoot out a bunch of sparks, and then, you know, after two or three shots, they fall over. The drones fire on the rebels, and the rebels just, you know, they get fried. And this is kind of like the drone program in the U.S. or in the world now. If you think you're going to come after the government, as tyrannical as you think it is, with an AK-47 or an AR-15, you're going to be fighting against drones or nukes. You're not going to get very far. So it's best to fight with civil disobedience and at the ballot box. So essentially what we said to King George in signing of the Declaration of Independence was, you have a nation, we want to have a nation too. So we did all the things you're supposed to do when you're making a nation. We made a flag, we wrote a constitution, well, not the constitution, a constitution. The first constitution we had was the Articles of Confederation, which was a loose alliance of colonies with no central government in order to fight off the, band together and fight off our colonizing oppressors. But having 13 colonies banded together with no central government is kind of like 13 people deciding to go to a restaurant together. And at the end of the meal, the bill comes and no one reaches for it. So they just sit there for the rest of eternity. But freedom. We fought for freedom. All the good Americans, the ones who did not support the king, because they did exist too. Some people didn't want independence. They just liked being British subjects. But the good Americans who wanted freedom took up arms and said, hey, could you slaves duck down? We're shooting at our oppressors. So we had a bit of a war. Bangity bang, bangity bang. Fast forward, we finally meet in Paris with the English to sign the Treaty of Paris, which is such a coincidence, don't you think? We met in Paris to sign the Treaty of Paris because those prissy Brits refused to sign the Treaty of Paris in Bangor, Maine. Partially because Bangor, Maine was not established until the mid-1800s. But we signed the treaty so that they agreed to kill Indians only on their side of the Atlantic, while we freedom fighters got to kill the Indians on this side of the Atlantic. So, obviously, there are a few problems in the establishment of this fine country. But it is a fine country. Our problems aside, warts and all, it's not a bad place to live. It is still a free country. Mostly. And overall, we're constantly tried, we've constantly tried with some hiccups to make strides in our civil rights, women's rights, workers' rights. So, happy Independence Day to the United States of America, one of the finest 194 countries on the planet. Have a great day. See you next Wednesday.
This has been the What's So Funny podcast with Rich Potter. Thanks for tuning in. New episodes on Wednesdays.